88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Dear Meathead, brought to you by my friends at JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com. AMSOIL products. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, honey.
Good morning to you. What's going on in your world?
Well, quite a bit of the ice got shoveled. There's a mysterious person did part of it. I don't know who it was at the crack of dawn.
Oh, so a...
Bang, bang, chopping up the ice and all that. All of a sudden, boy, it's totally cleared up.
Are you saying that...
That's some good... Last night, I put quite a bit of time in it. But there was a sheet of ice all over.
So are you saying, Dad, that some person was helpful in the neighborhood and helped you guys?
Yeah, somebody in the front, because the front, about 15 yards or 15 foot of it, it was glass.
Okay.
And I didn't want to walk on that.
Yeah, but that's super sweet. You obviously have some...
Yeah, I got some fans in here. Joanne thinks it's the neighbor across the street.
That's the guy who has he doesn't like Joe Biden across the street.
Yeah, right.
He's got the flag. It says Joe Biden is not my president.
I don't know why Joe Biden didn't do nothing for him.
He's not happy. He's probably one of those people. He's probably one of those people who thinks that the election was rigged.
I don't know. Oh my God, he is our president, you know.
Right on. Now does Joanne agree with you, or does she not like him either?
No, she does not. Politically, it does not get involved, and I don't like this, I don't like that.
No, oh. I'm not for Biden, but I don't hate him.
He's our president.
Okay, gotcha.
So I respect him.
Okay.
So as far as that goes. But I have a comment to make, so I need to take a hold of this conversation for a minute.
Please. Oh, well, go ahead, Dad. The floor is yours.
I would like to take this opportunity on my behalf and my dear, dear, dear wife's half, Joanne, to thank your audience that there's such loving people that have actually tolerated my shenanigans.
Oh, come on. They look forward
to
this.
I really love them dearly. I want to wish them a on my behalf and Joanne's behalf, Happy New Year. And, of course, Merry Christmas is gone. And many, many more wonderful, happy years for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Well,
all I want to say.
Well, you know, some time ago, you too won their hearts. I mean, I have several people that say to me regularly that you two are the favorite part of every week for them. You're like the highlight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's exactly part of it, too. These people are just great, great people. And I know some of them I met, about 8 or 10 of them out there in that party, that birthday party we went to.
Yep.
I've been the graduation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Oh, they loved you. They got all the pictures with
they
you.
They showed me so much affection. It was just overwhelming.
Yep. What the heck was I going to say? I shared with them the video of when I told you the joke about the tow truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I played that for them, and everybody thought it was fantastic.
You're talking about me standing up?
No,
driving or when you messed it up?
No. Do you remember when I was at your house and I told you a story about a cooler fell out of the back of someone's truck?
Yeah.
And then there was a tow in there and you said, "What did you do next?" And I said, "I called the tow truck."
Oh, okay.
You remember now, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, man, next thing you know, I'll have these guys living out of my house.
Okay. Well, I've got a number of things to run by you. People have written in, Dad. I would like to read them. Is that okay? All right. Lisa writes, Dear Meathead, I hope your Christmas was merry, and I wish you well and good health in the upcoming new year. Do you have a New Year's resolution? Is there something that you want to accomplish in 2022?
Well, first of all, I thank you so much for your kindness, Lisa. That's Lisa, right?
Correct.
All right. But I'm not a resolution guy, the type of a guy. If I have a decision to make, I make the decision and just follow through. But basically, no, I don't have any specific resolution to make. It's just not part of my makeup.
Okay, so you're just going to kind of lay low and take it as it comes, correct?
I take a day at a time in life, and
yep.
That's how it is to it.
Hey, that sounds like a retiree. That sounds like something I would like to do.
Oh, but I'm a very busy guy. Well, I have a little story to tell you about during our sleep. At the crack of dawn this morning, we're hearing something like bang, bang. On the concrete of my driveway. I got a very long driveway.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, yesterday I was trying to shovel the ice that was had built up in there. I did quite a bit of that and pushed it to the side of the driveway.
Uh-huh.
Well, we kept hearing this bang, 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 bang noise. Like somebody had a apparatus in their hand was chopping the ice.
Right.
Like a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they invented.
In the morning.
Right, it's like they.
I thought it was wrong, my neighbor across the street.
Uh huh. So, wait a minute. Are you suggesting.
And I cleared that this morning with him that there wasn't him.
Okay. So, you're suggesting that he had some type of tool used to shove snow?
I know what the tool could have been. It was the tip of a shovel.
Oh, wow.
Or something. I have a special tool for that.
Oh, you do?
It's a shovel. But it really chopped the ice right off.
Okay.
But this was, I don't know. So this morning I talked to Ron. I called him up. Hey, were you doing this? And he said, no, I never did that. And my driveway, most of it I cleared yesterday, but quite a bit of it I couldn't touch because if I walked on that, I would die.
Now let me ask you something.
I would slip off and kill myself.
Now, Dad, you
it's clear.
You must have a pile of snow and ice off to the side now, right?
Nothing.
Well, did it all melt away?
I bet you that's what whoever did that shoved it all over us. Maybe that just melted by itself. I don't know.
Well, I was
that was 6 a.m.
Okay.
But there was somebody banging something on my concrete.
Oh, man, that's a mystery. That sounds like a mystery, Dad. You should probably get to the bottom of it. I suggest banging on everybody's door and asking.
I think I know who it is.
Okay.
There's only one person would be doing that. That's a guy across the street, his stepson.
All right. Excellent. Aram, our good friend Aram, writes.
Yes. Hello, Aram.
He says, Dear Meathead, if you have a buddy who's known as Chris, and he decides that he wants to be known as Christopher from now on, should you try to do him that courtesy?
Yes.
How should he deal with someone who says, no way, you're making a big deal, I'm going to call you Chris? Is this friend a Mickey Mouse guy or what?
No, that's his makeup. Well, why mess around with something lure? That to me is a lure item. He likes to be called Chris or Christopher, and someone is used to it. It's going to be, pardon me.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's going to stay with what he is used to.
Okay, so don't make fun of him or anything.
Don't make the issue out of it.
Gotcha. You know. Okay, Aram also writes, hey, let's say a guy is with his friends at a pub, they're eating food, having drinks, and the one friend is laughing and talking loudly. If nobody else complains about the volume, is it appropriate for this guy to say, hey, come on, keep it down? Or should this guy mind his own business? Please embellish.
Well, that's, first of all, I can't understand the guy that wants to, it's either personality or a habit or lack of people paying attention to him. So he chose to take that route.
Yeah.
By speaking loudly and getting the attention.
So basically you got a real loud mouth who, probably.
You got a loud mouth.
Yeah, using bad language and people there.
Using a bad language, I'll let them know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This person's probably doing all that.
I definitely would not stop. I'd get up and walk the hell out of there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea in the future.
Yeah, why get all the other 17 people that are around all upset and uptight?
Yeah, come on. Why can't you just talk in an inside voice?
Well, if you can't correct them in a nice way instead of hurting them, just back away.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's always weird when you tell somebody, hey, You're talking way too loud, and then they get all they act like you just stole their birthday.
Sure, but this gives me an idea, really.
Yeah,
peacemaking is a tool that a lot of people don't have in their makeup. Don't ignore people, but don't insult them either. Just so that it would suit your personality.
So, find a clever way to tell them to quiet down.
I walk away.
Okay.
I'd get away from them.
Settle the problem by running away.
It doesn't accomplish anything. Because if that's his personality for the last 30 years.
Oh, yeah, it is. It has been.
He ain't going to get rid of it overnight.
Yeah. I took some notes. I wrote, peacemaking is a tool that a lot of people don't have in their makeup.
That's right. I myself was a miserable character in the years of past. I crawled on everybody's.
Yeah.
And I won't take no crap from anybody.
No, no.
I totally changed my own character, and it stays with you now.
Yep. It happens. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home and it's a complete disaster. I need a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Let's see. Joe writes, "Dear Meathead, I've been a grandpa for 17 months, and my granddaughter is just starting to talk. Her mom wants her to call me Papa Joe. Do you think it's disrespectful to call grandparents by their first name?" So
no, I never thought about
no,
that.
No, so,
I think it's cute that you call him Papa.
Papa, Papa Joe. What about Papa Rob? I mean, that's.
No, I don't care. But in fact, maybe somebody would call me Papa Rob. Papa.
I know that my kids call you Papa Rob.
Yeah, but it don't matter to me.
No, I mean, that sounds like this guy Joe is kind of a.
You know, this is a strange thing.
What
a
child.
Subject up in my mind that I had really not given a thought. People.
He's clearly stupid.
Just with the tiniest little issue from someone else.
Yeah.
Take a personality of why do they do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about this.
That's what all they learn to do.
Yeah, this guy.
You know, what the hell?
Yeah, this guy, Joe, I've met him. He seems like kind of a crackpot. I mean, can you imagine getting upset? He's probably going to yell at the baby when the kid calls him Papa Joe.
Yeah, shame on him if you do that.
Yeah, that's what I predict is going to happen.
Take a little kid and teach him how to talk to you.
Right. That's how I see this going. Dennis writes this, "Dear Meathead, have you ever been to a rock concert?"
I think I have. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, what have you seen, Dad?
Bob Seger.
Yes, you have seen Bob Seger. You saw him You saw him way back in the day, and then I brought you to see him.
Yes, I was awesome. That he's a favorite.
We lit our lighters and everything.
Oh yeah,
remember we had our lighters turned on and welcoming him and all that jazz.
I remember the day that you showed up to pick me up at Mom's. And you had that Bob Seger T-shirt on that you got at the concert.
Yeah.
And I was, I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Because, I mean, when you live with me, you didn't listen to Bob Seger. You listened to Engelbert Humperdinck.
That thing changes.
That's why you left.
I left because I wanted to listen to that guy.
Yeah. You like transformed. You had straight hair. When you were married to Mom.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then the next thing I know, you show up, no straight hair, curly hair, no glasses, Bob Seger shirt. I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my father?
Well, for the first time in my life, I felt free. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, that had an adverse effect on my dearly departed mother. She was so pissed that you changed up your look. She was furious about that. Well, everything you did. If baby Jesus came down from heaven and said that you were the chosen one, she would have kicked baby Jesus's butt, Dad.
Well, yes, you're right. Well, let me tell you something. That's probably had been in my makeup for years and years and years.
I know.
That I have repressed myself.
I know.
Not to do that.
Yeah.
Because of my marriage.
Right. Yes. She was holding you down.
That's right.
I mean, and I don't even say that. Yes.
That I could not do.
I'm not saying that. And I'm not. I know it sounds disrespectful, but I'm not sure. I mean, sometimes people do that.
No.
You know, and but it was so crazy to me. I will never forget that. But, it ended up working out. But, letting.
90% of people that I met, they liked it.
Just different personalities.
Yes. I mean, my God.
My real personality that was dormant in
me. Well, let me just tell you this. Had you not changed your hair and let yourself and let the animal out of the cage, Joanne would have said, "Who is this nerd?" She never she never would have wanted to date you. Yeah, I mean, Joanne was a very, very attractive young lady. Why, and she still is, why she wouldn't be running around with some dork?
Well, I don't know. I got a character. She said she wouldn't have run.
Oh, my God. All right. Dean writes this, dear Meathead, what are your plans for New Year's? You got any plans, Dad, for New Year's Eve?
Not really. It's just...
Yeah,
we just we're
uh-huh.
simple celebrators.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
We have a bottle of wine we used to. Imitation wine. It was fruit juice, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Take a sip of that and just good night, darling. I love you.
Yep.
Good night.
Another year in the books. I love it. Hell, that's more crazy than what I do, because if I had my way, I'd be in bed by 9, but Diana doesn't let me. She makes me stay awake. And
hey, Diana, yeah. The live wire.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, and then he also asks, what is the wildest thing that you can recall on New Year's Eve? Maybe like a party or something like that. I'm guessing it might have been involved some Budweiser's. Please.
Oh, I'd party. What did I do?
You went in the ditch up north.
She says, I went in the ditch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you quit drinking.
Oh, was that a New Year's Eve thing?
Apparently it is. She okay. That. I don't remember.
All right. So. Okay.
When the neighbors came and pulled you out of the
Yeah. I drove up. I know. I was trying to go back to the trailer we had up there.
Oh, my God.
And there's a, yeah.
Oh,
I
went
into the ditch, and I was there. And I had a buddy of mine down there, not a buddy, but a neighbor. He come out there with a huge rope, and he had a big.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yanked me out of there.
Okay, thank God. Man, the cop. If the sheriff showed up there from Crawford County, you'd still be in jail now.
He did show up.
Oh, he did.
Joanna says they did show up.
Oh,
I don't remember how the incident went.
Oh, boy. You got lucky. You got lucky. He let you go.
Joanna says I talked very nice to him.
Yeah, the neighbors stuck up for you.
Okay.
Well, hey, I kind of do things. I get away with a lot of things.
No, you always have. You've been quite a charmer, especially back then. You had a way of negotiating. Of course,
drunk or no drunk,
yeah. Of course, the most recent time that we were up there, when me, you, and Diana got stuck in the sand on that guy's property, you weren't.
Oh, that was a close call.
Yeah, you weren't really a charmer in that one, because the guy started to give us the business, and you screamed at him and said, "Hey, I don't want to lecture."
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a nice thing, nicely talking to the guy. You're telling him you're sorry that this happened, and he's giving you the bullshit. That really ticked me off.
I know it. I know.
I just had that big stick in my hand.
I know it. You did. You had the stick in.
Thinking, well, yeah, don't do that. And besides, there were 3-4 of those guys.
Yeah, I was waiting. I think you were about one more minute away from starting to swing that cane.
No, I was ticked off that you were so nicely apologizing to the guy.
I know it.
And he has got the stupid keys in his hand. All he had to do, unlock that. In fact, we slowly blew through there.
Yeah, I know it. Nobody, it was all confusion, but he was an idiot, and I'm glad.
What has happened to him? I know what it is. He got sick of people doing that. He blocked it, put the gate out there. He had no business doing that.
Yeah.
And he did it and blocked everybody off.
It is his property, but what he didn't understand was...
That was not his property.
No, it was. It's his private property, and he owns it.
The back of his property.
Yeah, but it's his, and Diana just accidentally wandered onto it. And
I know. My God. Could happen to anybody.
He's an idiot. The guy was an idiot. But all right, I got one more for you. Jesse writes this. Dear Meathead, I'm having a dilemma. My wife and I are not sure about getting our children the COVID vaccine. The new variant is very bad and many children are getting sick. So it worries me and makes me want to get them vaccinated. However, my wife is nervous that the vaccine may cause unknown issues. You know, you hear about that from time to time. These people don't have any correct information and they assume that it's bad. He writes, this vaccine is very new, especially for children. We want to allow them to make their own choice. What? But they are 3 and 6. So this guy is actually suggesting that his children decide on whether they get the vaccine or not.
That's very foolish. Very foolish. Now, first of all, if this is, apparently they're not educated. A lot of people are not educated on the medication a vaccine. If it did anything, it would be a mild situation and it'll go away. A vaccine is a lifesaver.
Of course it is.
Now, we have been annually vaccinated for other issues.
Sure.
We don't have any situation with it.
Sure,
and
occasionally.
It helps more than it hinders.
Right. Occasionally, there'll be one that slips by the goalie for the shingles vaccine, tetanus, flu, COVID. That does happen. But the risk of that is astronomically less than the risk of death.
That's
if you
right.
get COVID.
Absolutely. You put it in the right words.
So,
don't think that's how they got rid of polio, by the shots.
So, I guess if you quantified it, because that's what some people are doing, if you want to talk risk, the risk of having anything negative happen because of the vaccine is ridiculously lower than the risk of sickness or death. I tell you what, when your kid's in the ICU on a ventilator, you'll be kicking yourself. So I suggest you quit. Yeah, tell your
friend, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Don't ignore the science.
Yeah, and by the way, children shouldn't be making the choice about themselves getting the vaccine.
Yeah, there's no choice.
What kind of a
needle? You know they're gonna cry because they have a needle in their body.
Yeah, yeah. If you go up to your kid and say. So if that's the case, why don't you just go up to your kid and say, hey, it's your choice. Do you want to go to school or do you want to stay home?
What the hell do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. That's it. You know what it is?
You make that decision for that kid.
Yes. You know what it is?
You're going to vaccinate him.
Parents.
God bless you. Take care of your kids.
If you're a parent and you're under 40, they tend to make these dumb decisions like that. So many of these parents do this. It's like, you got to get behind the wheel. Don't put it in the hands of your kid, dumb. Oh, my God.
Here's another thing. Now, this is, it probably is a bad situation for my bringing it up. I have a son that did not believe in vaccination.
Right. I've actually spoken with the audience about this.
Oh, you already have?
Yeah. So okay. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
And he was so strong that, hey, if I just keep away from it, I'll be all right. Well, the poor guy's in a hospital right now.
Yeah. And I bet
my
you.
Son.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, I he's lucky. And I hope that that's all it takes to get these knuckleheads to get the vaccine, you know?
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I can't be the judge of them. I'm not going to judge them, but I am appalled at their mentality.
Yeah. I actually do judge people that don't get it.
No.
And I shake my heads at them and I'm like, "Why? Stop. Okay? You're going to end up in a coffin for God's sake, and then everybody's going to be sad."
No, I don't want to use this word, but it's ignorance.
Absolutely. It's okay to judge them, Dad. We must judge them. In order to shame them into getting the vaccine. That's what we have. It's our job.
Well, they can tell me mind my own business, obviously.
Yeah, they sure can.
If I push the issue.
Yeah. Well, listen, this has been yet another exceptional edition of Dear Meathead. I mean, my gosh, everybody loves you guys. And I'm gonna leave it right there, okay?
All right. And hopefully we'll see you sooner than later.
Yeah, I know. We had so much fun last time. I mean, that was really a great. Well, we always have fun when we get together.
We always have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next time you do come down here, bring my favorite dog.
O'Neill. Yes, yes. It's a little bit trickier in the cold months because I don't have the camper.
We won't do a lot of that in the cold months.
Yeah, but he's awesome. He loves you very much.
He lays right by my feet.
Yep, he's laying right here by my side right now.
Oh, my gosh. All right, say hello to the family, every one of them.
You know what?
Happy New Year to you and all of the audience. The super, super people of my time. So
you know what? I actually forgot one question from an anonymous person, and it just caught my eye. Can I get one more minute of your time?
For sure.
Okay. This anonymous person says, "Dear Meathead, after several months of things not going well, I broke up with my fiance. And then after a couple days of thinking about it, I regretted it. I made an attempt to take it back, but she refused, stating that we both needed time apart to work on ourselves if we were ever going to have a chance. Currently, we have not been communicating. What would you do to get your girl back in a situation like this?"
There's not a whole lot you can do other than tell her how badly you feel for the error that you have made by breaking up.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that we can forget about this? It taught me a lesson to know what is it that I have to do in moments like this.
That sounds good.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Apology doesn't have any tricks to it.
Yeah. Just
it's
short.
A word of mouth and sincere belief in what you're saying. It's either plus or minus.
So short and
you're going to break up by saying what you're going to say, or you're going to make up.
Right. So you're suggesting short and sweet, say it, and then hope for the best?
You don't need to beg.
Yeah.
You know? Just tell her, hey, I have made one hell of a mistake. I want to tell you I'm so sorry about that. This has become a lesson in my life not to do in the future if this ever, ever comes up again.
There you go. I think that that all sounds excellent.
You know, honesty is the key to a whole lot of success.
That is true. I got it down. Honesty is a key to a whole lot of success.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dad. Joanne, love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, and hopefully see you next week.
Okay, I hope so.
I don't want to see you next week.
No, I won't see you next week, but I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, bye.
I love you. I love our audience.
Yes.
God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Halloween is coming, and Halloween is here, isn't it?
No, yeah, Halloween is well past. We got a little time to Halloween, Dad.
Okay. Goodbye now.
Okay, bye. See ya. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy.